music can be something very emotional and personal, and it has been scientifically proven that the music you listen to can influence your emotions. Today we're going to talk about the topic of cathartic music. The word catharsis stems from ancient Greek, where tragedies were meant to help people improve their own lives by watching mistakes play out on the stage that the audience then would hopefully avoid. It means purification or cleansing, in this case the cleansing of emotions through music. We have both selected a song that we perceive to be cathartic, which the other person was previously unfamiliar with, and we're going to talk about the effect that they have on us.
The song that I brought today is I Don't Wanna Be Me by Type O Negative off their album Life Is Killing Me.
I don't wanna be me. I don't wanna be me anymore.
Your first expression of the song?
So I think it's definitely something I wouldn't listen to in a calm moment. And I felt like it made my heart beat faster. I could feel that, especially the first time listening to it. And what also kind of threw me off a bit was the way it was set up and the first few sequences. I expected it to be a lot more gloomy or maybe even a bit more negative. Or I expected it to have more of a saddening effect on my emotions. But then it kind of turned in an unexpected way and got more, not upbeat, but definitely not as
it's a very fast paced song, and
yeah.
With that speed it also kind of has an energizing quality to it, I think.
Definitely some sort of release of energy, and that I also felt that it kind of stressed me out a bit, which doesn't have to be bad, but it's definitely not something I could listen to in different kinds of situations. It's something that makes me want to move and walk around. And
oddly, for me personally, it's a song that actually, while it I find it kind of uplifting, to be honest. And also, in a way, it does give me a sense of calm. Like,
yeah.
When that very specific guitar part is something that when I hear it, I get this sense of almost serenity, which is obviously very much in contrast with the contents of the song, but for some reason the song has, for me, developed a positive connotation that when I listen to it, it kind of gets me out of this negative slump.
And the part you mentioned where it, the guitar solo starts, I can definitely see that, and it's kind of has like some sort of soothing effect after this very fast-paced singing and music, and it seemed a bit more tied together there.
For me, this is a song that, while it definitely has a sad meaning to it in not wanting to be oneself anymore, I do find the song also to kind of have this quality of moving towards something new, and it does give me this sense of, yeah, of peace and of...
On to the next song, one I selected, named Acid Rain by Lorne. It appeared in the album Maze to Nowhere, and it was one of the first songs that came to my mind after thinking about it. After listening, what are your first impressions?
Well, one thing that surprised me when I first listened to it was when the lyrics set in, because at the point where they set in, I almost felt like it was going to be an instrumental song.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I can definitely feel a sort of melancholic energy from the song, and it also, it has this kind of hazy feeling to it, like,
yeah.
It's not a quick upbeat song, it's more like a letting emotions flow through you type song. I feel like I could definitely imagine just sitting and listening to the song and letting yourself feel whatever it is that you're going through at the moment. Yeah, that's kind of how that song feels for me.
Yeah, and usually when I listen to it, it is one of these situations where maybe you don't even need that many words, where you just let it rush through your body, and it always, or to me, it always feels like a very open. A lot of times when I'm listening to it, I always have this image in my mind of standing on the edge of a cliff and the wind is just blowing everywhere and kind of tearing at you, and you just have your arms spread out and just feel maybe overwhelmed, but also like it releases some emotion, or releases emotions inside of you, and maybe it even helps to let go of something. And
yeah, I can definitely see that it has this quality of kind of just going with what you're feeling and not brushing over it and letting yourself feel it in its full intensity.
And I mean, it's not very uplifting, I think. what I think also helps with, or to me at least, that I have some sort of physical reaction to it. It's not really something I can feel in my heartbeat, like the other song we played. That's where I felt like having this, ooh, my heart's going,
my yeah, heart's a song racing. That makes you move, and
yeah, and here it's more like kind of like waves going through you, and I think that's also something that's very that attracts me to this kind of music, because you can really feel it making a difference inside of you.
And now, after listening to rather moody music, or music that might make you feel a bit down, we thought that we would play something more uplifting.
Soon.